on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I just want to tell everybody that while switching cables, and which was a way of isolating our, it's a system called the barracks, when they were switched, the FM went off, and now we're trying to figure out why it's not coming back on. We've done it several times, and it's always worked. So I just want to tell you is that 1460 is loud and clear, and you can, of course, hear us when we're on the stream at KCNR1460.com. You can get us on your iPhones. You can get us on your computers. Just go to our website, and you can listen. So good morning, everybody. Linda is working with Turtle Bay today. They're filming some things for Turtle Bay, so she's on her way over there. But I'm here with Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
That's good. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad to hear that. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 42 degrees here in Reading. Today is going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 62, a low of 36. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 61, a low of 38. Sunday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 69 and a low of 38. And Monday, we have a slight chance of showers, and it's going to be clear on Monday night with a high of 63 and a low of 38.
Okay. Well, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. And it's a local business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. 707 News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And on the phone is Jim from Haven Humane. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, you know what? If it was any better, I couldn't stand it.
That's good to hear.
If it was any better, somebody would have to get a stick and beat me. I am living the dream. I am at 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone and loving it.
Top down?
I have a few more, but I know you've got a job to do. What? What? Okay. Who do you have today?
Who do I have? I have Ace today. He is a Border Collie and Husky mix.
Oh, no. Don't be doing this to me.
Hey, he's an awesome dog. Obviously, he's got that black and white coloring. You know what's funny? I kept thinking he was a Border Collie puppy, but he's actually a year old, and it's this husky mixed with him, so he's got this fur that just kind of sticks straight out and looks like a Border Collie puppy hair. You know, they have that little, like, floof to him that I think he's just going to have forever. But
how old is he? Is it a year old?
He's about a year old, yeah.
Is he housebroken?
Probably.
How big is he?
He doesn't make a big mess here in his kennel, but, you know, we can't tell once
can't
he gets
tell.
Home.
Yeah.
He's about 50 pounds.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. He's a good little dog. You know, I think just a goofy puppy, basically. I mean, at a year old, but he's still trying to figure out his manners and stuff. You know, Border Collies and Huskies, both two very intelligent dog breeds that take a while to get out of their puppy stage and learn their manners and stuff. But once they do, they are just some of the most well-behaved dogs.
You mean they don't want to grow up?
Exactly.
They want to stay childlike? And,
they want to stay childlike?
And innocent? So I what's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. As long as you're ready for a thing that's going to zoom around your feet, then they're perfect for you. They're just one of those dogs where you have to keep them engaged. You know, you throw them in your yard and take off and leave them home alone. They're going to figure out a way to stay busy.
You know what? Border Collies need a job.
I
was just with an Australian Shepherd for 5 days, and this was a very intense dog. And it was a very nice dog, but it would carry things for you to throw all around and then drop them on your feet. and then just stare at you. You know how they do, Australian shepherds do, like you're a goat. They want a herd. So, border collies and then a husky. Okay, it sounds like what color eyes?
He's got. Ooh, I think they're green eyes.
Okay,
remembering correctly.
You know, because huskies
they're not like the bright blue.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this sounds like a great little dog.
Yeah, I think a pretty good dog for any type of family, really. As long as you can keep him busy, he'll be happy.
And what we're talking about is, you know, walks, a yard that they can play in, and you've got to be active with them. So if you have kids, that'd be great. You know, they could all be, of course, then you've got two kids running around the house with a 50-pound dog that just loves to play too. Let's see who can jump furthest on, you know, from the couch.
Hey, it's the American dream.
The American dream, buddy. No, I mean, this sounds like a cool dog.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah. You know, they have miniature they have miniature huskies that they bred down. Not miniatures, but smaller ones. Mm-hmm. You know, have you heard of that?
I haven't seen miniature huskies. Well, I've seen, I guess there are some dogs like the Finnish Spitz and things like that look like huskies, but they're really small. Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, and they're crossbreeding. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to think. They're crossbreeding huskies with like Pomeranians.
Oh yeah.
I know. It's you know, it, God didn't mean that to happen.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So how do we get this dog? How do we get Ace?
Well, if you want Ace, you can give us a call at 241-1653 to make an appointment. We're still doing everything by appointment. We will help walk-ins if we have the space and room available in the building, of course. You can also go to our website, havenhumane.org, to see all of our adoptable animals, or check us out on Facebook and see animals there as well.
Okay.
And tell you what, while you're at our Facebook page, you can look on there for our Doggy Dash event and get registered for that.
That's right.
That's coming up March 16th through the 20th, a week of 5K or 10K walks or runs or whatever best suits you, you and your doggy pal if you have one, but you can do it without a dog as well. And we're just having everybody go out there, do their fun walk, maybe get dressed up or get their pets dressed up and then send us some fun pictures and we're going to post them all online and try to do a little bit of fundraising that way since we're not doing much in person this year.
Okay. There's a good way to help support Haven Humane because they do such a great job in taking care of those wayward animals out there. And, you know, if you want to help that, because it takes money.
It does.
Just listen to what Jim said and participate in the Doggy Dash and other things that are going on.
That's right. Good. We appreciate it.
You betcha, buddy. You take care.
All right, you too. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Can you imagine? Jared, you ever been around a border collie?
I have not.
They're really smart. And they are quick. And then you have a husky, which are smart dogs, too. And strong of body. I can imagine having two of these. And I know how the puppy was born. It was just a couple of families just turned their back for a minute, and they went, "Yeah, why not?" So and now you have the cross. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for that special gift for someone or for yourself, head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive right here. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They have it all, and plus they're really, really good people. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. And the other Jimmy, call in and talk to me about the Syrian airstrikes. I'm looking it up right now. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, nobody knows better than Jeff Wurst how to repair a windshield. He's been doing this for a couple of decades, been to every school that possible, and he guarantees his work. That's how confident he is that he can fix your windshield. And he guarantees it. Guarantees it for life of the windshield. He's truly from the old school. He's not going to take chances on your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. And he just did it the other day for one of our employees here. And you can't see it. It saved her a tremendous amount of trouble and cost by his keeping it for like 2 hours, and he fixed it. Learn more and get a free consultation. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I woke up this morning and heard about this rocket attack in Syria. that was from the Biden administration, where an Iranian or Iranian-funded terrorist group that was responsible for the recent rocket attacks on a U.S. base in Iraq that killed one contractor and wounded a troop.
Yeah.
So we hit this warehouse where this group was based. I don't know if they were actually Iranian or Iranian-funded group.
They were an Iranian back group, but they were also, I think, Iranians that were there.
Okay.
That were operating out of Iraq. Yeah.
Out of Syria.
I'm sorry, out of Syria.
Yeah. So what, you know, and I'm not going to go into the logistics of if it was called for or not. It sounds like it should have been called for, but, you know, I'm just a civilian. What do I know? Now, the main what I want to call about is the mainstream media, local and national, saying it was a justified rocket attack. But it seems if you look back to when Trump was in office, he would do something similar, and it was an act of war, and they completely condemned it. And, you know, it's just a reflection of how the media treats Biden versus Trump.
Well, you know, the Trump administration, as did the Obama administration. Obama was firing it up. He was doing drone strikes all over the place, and Trump did a number of them. The ones that really they got the we're gonna go to war. It's gonna be a war. Is when he went after the leadership. You know, the big leadership.
Soleimani,
and there's a couple others too, but Soleimani was the big one, and he did it. And this is, and you're absolutely right, this is another way of attacking him and our country for defending ourselves. And but you know what? Frankly, it really didn't get a lot of traction, you know, because, you know, when people learned about who this guy was and how many Americans he had killed, you know, kind of like, well, so? And, but you're right, though, the way they handled it. And it's such a, it's such a difference between the ways they treated Trump and Trump's family and the way they handle things today. Like, okay, this is Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. Have you been following this sexual assault charges?
Yes, and I've actually heard about that a while back.
Yeah.
Accusations about that.
But you haven't, you know, when you talk, you know, when it's addressed, it's been very, very... very, very skosh, as we say in the military. On the,
it's not like the Stormy Daniels thing.
Oh, no, Stormy, or any woman that said anything. And so you the one, though, you really have to measure it against is the Kavanaugh case. They were pulling up things, a total attack against this man, tried to destroy him from things 40 years ago from a person who didn't remember even what year it was, and other people that were there, including her girlfriend, said it didn't happen. And then that other woman that came in and said, oh, no, he did it there. And they found out she was just totally lying. But here's Cuomo, who had an employee that says, I don't want to go to court, but people need to know about this. Do you think they're putting things out there about that? Of course not. And then his actions with the nursing homes. If it had been a Trump person, they would have hung him out to dry. And so, you know, we've just got to, it's just going to be a different way they handle people. They, you know, they're not going to be lions, they're going to be kitties. And to me, and I'd like to hear what you say, to me, having the media, the news media, choose sides like they have is probably one of the biggest threats to our democracy.
Yeah, I call it the propaganda machine, but yeah. One more thing I'd like to
sure.
I'm wondering is if he got congressional approval to do this.
No,
because
sure.
One
no.
of the big things about the Soleimani attack was Trump didn't get congressional approval, if I'm right. And they made a big stink out of that, but they don't mention anything about this particular strike. It just perplexes me at how biased they are. It's clear as day if you have an open mind to see how biased the media is and how they do this. I just wanted to call in and, you know, throw that out there for
And they're still bringing up Trump because the spokesman of this, of I don't know, one of these groups here in D.C., he's in D.C. here, and clearly they're trying to draw a comparison with the previous administration of Donald Trump, who in response to attacks on coalition forces in Iraq used the most disproportionate force by killing the Iranian general Soleimani.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Soleimani was plotting terrorist attacks. I mean, and when all that came out, I'm surprised it did come out. So it's, all that stuff had to be released by the Trump administration to show people this is why we went after him. And this type of airstrike did not target Iraq and puts less strain on U.S.-Iraq relations. Well, frankly, I'm glad that Biden took the step of going after these guys. And whether he killed one or 17, but they destroyed a bunch of stuff, and it was fighter jets who were dropping 500-pound bombs. So, you know, he made a response to this. And also, I believe Saudi Arabia was rocketed just in the last day or two. And I think that came out of Iraq and by Iranian-based forces, organizations supported by the Iranians. It's heating up. I don't think they have fear because they never knew what Trump was going to do.
I believe it's called for him to retaliate because we can't let people do that to us. But, you know, it's just the whole mainstream media thing just is, because now, before it was, you know, impeachment, Stormy Daniels, and then they go back to impeachment, like on shows like Good Morning America. Now it's, you know, a justified rocket attack, and then the doom and gloom of coronavirus, and then they go to stories about the new Mr. Potato Head coming out, or, you know, a kiddie fashion show, and just stories that are completely a waste of time. Not the coronavirus and the rocket attack, just other stuff they got to fill in because Trump's not there to target anymore. You know,
there are things that you have to ask yourself, you know, when you see the media. And the media, for so long, was our watchdog. And I think people don't believe that anymore. I think people believe that the media has taken sides. And not in every case. Not in every case, of course. But the days of telling a story, or not telling a story, but presenting the facts of a story, I don't know. Maybe they're gone. Every time I read a news article, I have to ask myself, is this an opinion, or is this truly what happened?
They are opinion pieces. And another thing, when they used to interview Trump, I wouldn't call it an interview. I would call it a cross examination.
Oh yeah. Well, you said this. You said this, and let's fact check you. Fact check you during the interview.
Or an interrogation.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for that was stuck in my craw, so thanks for letting me call in.
Well, thanks. You know, this is the place to, when you have things stuck in your craw, give us a call. There you go.
Thanks, Carl.
You betcha, buddy. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We're going to talk about this new air service here, or it's opening up again in Reading. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. You can truly say this is a community bank here. They've been moving local dreams forward since they opened up during this COVID mess. They keep helping businesses. They've kept businesses alive and people employed by the way that they handle the PPP program. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:32 in the morning, and it's 43 degrees. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Today, the 26th of February. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, over there. He works by appointments only because he's very busy. And if you've been looking to remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, other places in your house, give Mike a call. He did our kitchen, and he does just fantastic work. We just gave him the keys and said, hey, we'll be back in like 3 days. And never worried about it. He was there, got everything done. The results were beautiful. And I can't say enough about Mike Huber and Estate Granite. It's a better-known business, and you can reach him at 241-STONE or on the net at estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite. I'm here with Artis Carter again.
Hello.
Artis is he's a single, gosh, what is this, a single-handed publicity machine for flights. For the airport and getting flights in and out of here. And you were on a couple of weeks ago because something's getting ready to happen.
Right.
Starting the 5th of this coming month, we're going to have nonstop service back to L.A. We have a flight coming in that leaves at 12:55, lands at 2:34 in the afternoon. About an hour later, it takes off, and it's about an hour and 45-minute flight. Land back in LAX. That'll open up more connections for you to head eastbound. And it's just another airport that we could use.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you get stuck in, like, San Francisco, let's just say, worst-case scenario due to fog, that's another way to be rerouted back. It's going to create more confidence in your travel. And then same thing the opposite way. If you're stuck in L.A., you can also get home through San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So it's really convenient.
Well, the I just brought in proof today, because the thing is that flying out of Reading is more expensive. However, it's not as expensive as I thought. And an example is you can fly from Reading to Chattanooga, Tennessee for $340. Is that mm-hmm. correct? You know, plus your luggage and all that stuff. So, and the difference between that and, say, out of Sacramento can be as low as $30.
It can be as low as $30, could be as high as $80, but then when you factor in your gas, your time, your parking, it's just really worth flying out of Reading instead.
You know, I would much rather fly out of Reading anytime, just because of that. Because, you know, we came back the other night and we landed, and we didn't get back here till after 10, and we would have been back here around midnight because they had changed our flights and from Chicago. And the airline was called and said, this is your problem, not ours. And so they got us on an earlier flight. But it was still a 2-hour and 15-minute drive after you landed and got your car. So coming into Reading, I just love flying into Reading. Walk out, get in your car, and you're home in 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah. I was quite disappointed when we lost LA due to COVID and stuff.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're actually getting it back shows that the airlines do want to work with us, because more and more people are realizing how cheap it is, how affordable, and how much sense it makes just to fly out of Reading versus flying out of Sacramento. And if we continue to make that progress, it's going to open up more opportunities for other airlines. And then, as well as the news has reported several times, as well as Denver. So
I really like the Denver idea.
Yeah, because you're already going eastbound, and then Denver has a connection of like 170 connections or something like that.
Yeah,
as
Denver's
opposed
huge.
To San Francisco, they have like 115 or something like that.
Yeah, it's still
LAX
a lot, but it's, yeah, LA must have, what?
60s.
In the 160s?
For domestic connections.
In the hundreds?
No, just like 60 connections.
60?
65 or something like that.
Out of L.A.?
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally surprised by that.
Me too.
How'd you get into this one man that, you know, because you had people signing petitions, you know, you had people, you know, getting people interested in getting L.A. up here. How'd you get into this?
Honestly, I was like, you know, Reading's pretty big. It has 100,000 people. I was like, we got to do more than just an a San Francisco flight or two or three a day. There's got to be more. And then I contacted the airport manager like ages ago, the previous airport manager,
mm-hmm.
and said, what can the community use? And they said LAX. They've been trying for years. And it was more of a community effort.
Yeah.
So it was me doing a petition. It was the travel bank that we had. It was people flying those flights to fill it, to prove to the airlines that we do have what it takes to get new service, and it was feedback as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, right now, if you wanted to contact the airport manager, you can go to airports, that's airports, more than one, at cityofreading.org. So airports at cityofreading.org, and he takes any positive feedback, any feedback that needs to be addressed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that really helps us grow as a community. It really helps the experience a little better. He's doing enhancements in the airport. And what's cool is that 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, we used to have 30-seater prop planes. Now we have regional jets that
right.
hold 50 people.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully, over time, that'll get a little bigger as well.
Well, it'll get bigger if we get more people flying.
Right. So the travel experience has become better, and it's more reliable, too, with the jets. So,
Well, thank you. And so that's getting ready to start when?
March 5th.
March 5th. So if you've got your planning and you're doing things for the, you know, the near future or even even out some, you can get your airline tickets and coming right out of Reading.
Right.
Reading is large enough, you're right, that we need to have a regular jet service in here with a couple of choices. If we don't, we remain a village, and we're growing, and this allows people to come in on business and then leave. You go down for business and come back. Yeah.
Like, I can get to Alabama now. When I look at the flight to LAX, my travel time to Alabama is cut by 2 hours now because of that additional airport.
Uh-huh.
And people got to think more than just what's the round-trip ticket to get to L.A. and back, because people don't just go to L.A. They use it as a connection route to get other places.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you for having me. I'm getting comfortable to being on the radio.
You're doing
a bit more and more comfortable being on the radio.
You do fine. Trust me. There's times that I just sit there and stare at the mic. Okay, I should say something right now. So, Artis Carter, thank you for what you've done for our community just because you wanted to. You're not getting paid on this.
No.
No, of course not. So you just did it because it was the right thing to do, which is why you're a good member of our community.
Thank
to
you.
Do things for the right reason.
Yeah, I would urge people, like, if they have ideas for the community, don't be afraid to just get out and love our city well.
Yeah. How long have you lived here?
Lived here for 10 years.
10 years. Okay. You're still a baby here in the, and, you know, I've been here 14 years, and I'm just, you know, barely in the kindergarten for being in Reading.
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, I've got a few things to discuss, and if you have a few things to discuss, give me a call. 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is my barbershop of choice, and it has been since I've lived here. I went down there the first time and when DC was there, and I realized I'd found my place. When you walk in, any place that has a old antelope on the wall, head mount, I think came with the shop many years ago, and a jackalope. And you know what a jackalope is, Jared?
I do.
What is a jackalope?
It is a hare mixed with an antelope.
A large rabbit.
Large rabbit.
In case they were thinking hare. No, a large rabbit, the hare. And it's got horns on it. So it's a jackalope. If you've never seen one, you go into Cypress Square Barbershop and have your picture taken with it. Great haircuts, though. That's why I go to it. Great haircuts. A lot of things going on. Find out what's happening in your town. They work by appointment, so you give them a call at 244-9478, which I'm doing today because I'm getting a little shaggy around the ears. They only have two people in there at a time, one in each chair. They wear their masks, they sterilize everything. And in fact, I'm surprised I haven't been sprayed walking out of there just to make sure that I have, I'm not carrying anything out of there. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
This is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM, back on the air, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I've got like 10 minutes of open line here, so, you know, I want you to hop in as the, as things like Jimmy says, yeah, kind of stuck in my craw. I need to talk about this. And because if it's stuck in your craw, and I have obviously have something stuck in my craw because I can't, I keep having to clear my throat. Give us a call, 605-4567. There's so many things happening right now. The Biden administration is on full court press as far as the people they're putting into the, that they want to head up their divisions, like Becerra for the Health and Human Services. It's interesting. They're not ruling out using taxpayer funds for people who are here illegally. We do it in California already, and you see how that works. And Biden opening the borders the way he is, and I must read four articles a day from different spots. It says, you know, they got caravans heading up here. They're back using the same facilities that Trump did, yet you're not hearing people say that they're separating families. There's a huge uptick on children coming to the border without parents. You know, the whole thing, it all comes down to this, my friends. You get upset about this. And one thing I've said when Trump was president and people are all upset was elections have consequences. And I think what's really upsetting people is many, many, probably millions of people feel like the election wasn't fair, that there were things going on that were nefarious, and we'll never know about it. Now, it's, you know, and I believe that. We'll never know about it because the Democrats are in power right now. I believe that there were people that made decisions, probably the first times in their lives, to cheat. And they, you know, they said, we have to cheat because it's the end results that count. I also believe that unless the Republicans can get it together and pull a couple of Democrats over, they're going to see this. This mail-in ballots, by shoving out ballots to anybody that's on the rolls without scrubbing the rolls, that's the first thing. You have to scrub the rolls, make sure anybody that's dead or has moved or any of those things, you have to do that first. And that should be a law, and I think it is, that every 4 years you have to do this. But then, when you mail these out, there's got to be rules if you're going to do that. Frankly, I think absentee ballots are fine. There's a lot of people vote absentee, and in Oregon they've been doing it, but it took them years to get it worked out. And so if you're going to have an absentee ballot, you got to show who you are. There's a signature there, you know, and then you send it in. Well, what they do with the mail-in ballots is they check your signature against your DMV if you have a driver's license. So sending out millions of mail ballots and then changing the rules, which is in the, you know, the voting is in the Constitution of the states, arbitrarily changing the rules without having the legislatures do it, it shouldn't be done. But it was. So I fear that when this happens is that this whole idea that, oh, everybody should vote. Well, then if you want everybody to vote, instead of having one day to vote, make it 3 days to vote. Pay people if they're working, you know, hey, I'm going to go down to vote and I'll bring back my I voted sticker. And you pay them for that. I think we'll do that next time. Next time we have an election, Jared, write this down. That if you can just, when you vote, come back and just make sure you put it on your hour, you know, your sheet. I voted, and you get paid for an hour. But let people have 3 or 4 days, including a weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it's Sunday at 8:00, that's it. They have to, you know, you have to have voted by then. And nothing after that comes in. And you have had, you know, you've got to be registered. And if there's no signature, any of those things, like they do right here in Shasta County, is so good. So good. She handles it so well. You know, they look at every signature. But now we've got a lot less people than L.A. L.A. uses machines that have not been, you know, weren't vetted. And our county clerk up here, Kathy Darlin, says, you know what, we don't trust those, and yet they're using them. If we don't do something as a nation, one of those rights that we have, that vote, the thought of it being manipulated infuriates me. It just infuriates me, the vote being manipulated. You know, the Russians come in and they put out stuff on Facebook. You know, so what? If you're going to vote off of Facebook, probably your right to vote should be pulled for that. If you're not doing the research and if you're not looking at it, but to accept the fact that because of COVID, we couldn't get in lines, yet we're in lines at, you know, Target, Costco, you know, all the big box stores you can get in lines. This whole thing is infuriating. And I literally pray that the Republicans and the Democrats can get it together to say, you know, there's got to be a better way of doing this. Yeah, but on the same time, I'm not holding my breath. Let's go to the phones. Deborah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. We're talking about government here, but I just wanted to give a shout out to our local government. I'm Deb Wallace. I'm the principal at Tree of Life International Charter School in Anderson.
Yes.
And today Mayor Susie Baugh is going to be visiting our campus. We've had a month-long focus on kindness at our school. And we invited Mayor Baugh to come out so that we can appreciate her and celebrate her and all of our city council members and for their service to our community and their kindness to our community.
Well, you know,
I just
that's so nice.
The public know that
Yeah.
That's happening.
Well, there are. You know what? There are lots of things that are positive, okay? I'm speaking of the national level, but on a positive, there's people people get angry at the border supervisors. They get angry at the city council. But, you know, these people are our neighbors, and we've elected them because they choose to run. And we sometimes forget, and a phone call like this is great, Deborah, that we sometimes forget that there's a lot of good things that our local government does, and that we have a lot more to say about our local government than we do about our state or federal government. So acknowledging
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah,
and now, let me ask you a question. Are you all open?
Yeah.
Are you all open?
Yes, we have been open here in Anderson since August 31st, and we have not closed down one day since we opened.
Have you had...
We have all of our...
No, go on.
235 students, TK through 7th grade this year.
Uh-huh. 235 students. They were able to go to school.
Yes.
Have you had any problems?
Yep.
Have you had
any... We have... You know, just getting used to, initially getting used to the new rules that we've followed, the COVID-19 protocols, like cohorting in the classrooms, sanitizing, extra cleaning and sanitizing,
uh-huh.
and kids remembering to wash hands a lot. And we bought 40 picnic tables so that we could create outdoor classroom areas so that the kids could sometimes be outdoors for mm-hmm. learning, and it has actually been kind of amazing. We've seen the kids grow a ton being able to be back at school.
Oh my gosh! You know, does it worry you? You're an educator. Does it worry you that our kids can't go to school?
Absolutely, it is. It's a travesty, and I wish the rest of our state would look at the amazing data we have here in the North State, because Shasta County has most of the schools have been open since August, and
uh-huh.
At least on some level, and we have zero, just cases of outbreaks. We've had no outbreaks within the schools. We've had just a very small handful of even school transmissions where someone actually got COVID from someone else at school. So
uh-huh.
it's like less than five. So,
wow.
It is truly safe to go to school if you follow these protocols. Teachers all over the state could be in school right now, and kids all over the state could be in school right
and
now.
And to me, I'm not splashing all teachers, but teachers that want to teach, they want to be in there with their kids. They want to see them progress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, my husband and I moved up from the Bay Area in 2015, and I'm so glad we did. We would not have had these opportunities up here to be able to open a charter school like Tree of Life International, which is a Spanish-English bilingual school. All
mm-hmm.
the kids are learning full Spanish and English. We have more than half of our kids are low income, and they're just bringing families together from all over Shasta County that maybe never would have met, and because they are excited about this special program for their kids.
Yeah.
And just to be able to stay open and be part of such a great community. Our county superintendent, Judy Flores, has led the charge for all of our schools and all of our districts to be able to follow these protocols and work closely with the public health so that we are
mm-hmm.
doing school safely and staying open.
Wow.
And
hey, Deborah,
being able
I,
to get kids
yeah,
home.
I have to run here.
Out
but
of the home and back to school.
We got a hard
yeah.
break here. But here, do you all have people mask up there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's
I have.
Protocols.
I have. I don't know if you would like to have these, but these are. I've got a number of masks that were donated by the country of South Korea to our Korean War veterans, and they have a bunch of them left over, and I have them sitting on my desk. If this is something you would like to have, we'd be more than happy
absolutely.
To get them to you. Okay. Great.
It'd be great. I'd love to have you come down to our school. Maybe you can throw them in your car and drive over sometime.
You know what? I will do that. And I would love to have you on our show for an extended period of time to talk about your school.
Absolutely. Would love to do that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Deborah, so much for calling in with good news.
All righty. Well, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You
know what? That's good news. When you hear that, and And I'm not going to get political on this. I only got a few seconds. But can you imagine that they're trying to do away, they're trying to make it so hard for charter schools here in the state of California, where people, where parents have a choice to be able to send their kids to a school that to get them an education that they know that they want and that they should have. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have One Safe Place with us, and we're going to discuss what's going over down there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and GOP Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida were among the opening day speakers at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida today. During his speech to participants, DeSantis says he was proud Florida was not a lockdown state.
We are an oasis of freedom in a nation that's suffering in many parts of the country under the yoke of oppressive lockdowns. We look around at other parts of our country, and in far too many places, we see schools closed, businesses shuttered, and lives destroyed.
Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak before the conference attendees on Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's trip to Texas today will focus on providing storm relief, not addressing the policy issues which led to some of the state's power grid failures.
There's plenty of time to have a policy discussion about better weatherization, better preparations, and I'm sure that's one that will be had. But right now, we're focused on getting relief to the people in the state.
Mr. Biden will be surveying damage caused by severe winter weather and encouraging people to get their coronavirus shots. The House will vote today on President Biden's massive COVID-19 relief package, but have little hope of passing a provision raising the minimum wage.
The House bill would also hoist the federal minimum wage to $15 hourly by 2025, more than doubling the current $7.25 floor that's been in effect since 2019. But that proposal seemed likely to die in the Senate after that chamber's parliamentarian said Thursday that the progressive goal must be dropped from the relief legislation. Democrats are pushing the massive coronavirus relief measure through Congress under special rules that will let them avoid a Senate filibuster by Republicans, a tactic that Democrats would need an unattainable 60 votes to defeat. In Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 295 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Over 10 years ago, we realized how important saving family memories was, and we wanted to help. Legacy Box started from that passion and has now helped over 850,000 families digitally preserve their film reels, VHS tapes, and photos. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. What started with the two of us in a garage is now over 200 trained professionals. Legacy Box is a safe and secure way to put all your favorite family memories on an easy-to-view digital format like a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. We ship you a sturdy Legacy Box to fill with all your outdated media, safety barcodes to track your items throughout the process, and a prepaid mailing label. Legacy Box has been featured by Good Morning America and The Today Show. Not bad for two kids in a garage. That's true, Nick. And here's the best part. We always wanted to make it affordable to preserve your entire collection, so we're offering 40% off.
Go to legacybox.com/LBOX to take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/LBOX to save 40%. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Michigan's Attorney General says John Gettard, a former U.S. Olympics gymnastics coach, has died by suicide.
Gettard died after Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges were filed against him, including sexual assault and human trafficking.
It is alleged that John Gettard used force, fraud, and coercion against the young athletes that came to him for gymnastics training for financial benefit to him.
Gettard was coach of the U.S. women's team that won a gold medal in 2012 at the London Olympics. Gettard also had ties to former sports doctor Larry Nassar, who's in prison.
The victims suffer from disordered eating, including bulimia and anorexia, suicide attempts and self-harm, excessive physical conditioning.
Nessel says many of these victims still carry these scars from Gettard's behavior to this day. I'm Ed Donahue.
Police say gunmen have abducted 317 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria. News and analysis at townhall.com. Israel is diplomatically sharing its coronavirus vaccines, the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has acknowledged that he has been engaged in what might be called corona diplomacy. He told reporters that he personally made the decision to share 100,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine with friendly nations that have done favors for the Jewish state, but he refused to offer details. As many as 15 nations are believed to be on Netanyahu's thank you list, including those locating their embassies in Jerusalem and African nations whose relations with Israel are warming. On Wednesday, the New England Journal of Medicine published results of the survey by Israel's largest health management organization, confirming the 95% effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Linda Botland is on her way over to Turtle Bay to, they're filming something today for the Turtle Bay auction that's coming up. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Of course, today's the 26th of February, the last Friday. Already it's March. Did I tell you they were giving out, if you just put in your name and your address, Jared, they're handing out $1,000 checks on February 30th.
Where is this?
Well, I think it's down at City Hall on February 30th.
All right.
You can go on down there.
February 30th?
Yeah.
So there's, what, 28 days in this month?
Well, that was there was a hook to this.
Yeah.
There was a hook to this. Okay. I know. I am, you know, anything for, you know, cheap thrill here. Okay. Hey, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 44 degrees. Today is going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 62, a low of 36. Tomorrow is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 61, a low of 38. Sunday is going to be sunny and clear with a high of 69, a low of 38. And on Monday, we have a slight chance of showers. Then it's going to be clear on Monday night with a high of 63 and a low of 38.
Okay. Good. Thank you. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give him a call at 365-3793. He's got a big announcement for that's going to start in March for people that I think people are really going to like. And Chuck will be in here and start listening for that ad. And we'll probably talk about it a little bit, too. The 8:07 in the morning, I have to, a couple of things I want to throw out real quick is that Big League Dreams may have a new owner. They've been closed since last March. They're getting ready to open up again in March, as is Cinemark Movies on March 5th. So I'm here with Kelsey, Amanda, and Serena. And Amanda, would you go back to the movies?
I would. I actually missed the movies a lot.
You missed the movies.
And I felt like the last time I went during the pandemic, I could smell the cleaning products. And it actually felt really nice to know that they sanitize it every time.
Yeah.
I hope they keep that up.
What's your favorite part of the movies?
Just the dark room and the comfy chair.
Not the popcorn?
The popcorn is a close second, yeah.
Okay, you know, they put things in the butter. It's not butter, but whatever they call it. It causes addiction.
Really?
To movie popcorn.
Well, that explains it.
I'm just kidding. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, come to think of it, they probably do. All right. Moving right along. Yeah. I'm here with One Safe Place. I'm surrounded by beautiful women.
Good morning.
Good morning. I got Kelsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, Amanda, who I throw on the spot.
Thank
She's
you
got
for
all
having
her notes
us.
There, and I ask her about movies. And then Serena. And this is the first. Is this first time for you, Serena?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so just make sure that you talk to that and not me, even though I know you would like to, you know, gaze over here.
Yes.
Definitely.
All right. Okay. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, Amanda.
So last time we were here, we kind of brought some statistics from 2020.
Oh, yeah. And they were scary.
They were.
They were scary statistics. And if you didn't hear that show, I urge you to go back in our archives. And you still probably have those statistics with you about.
Yeah. Today we were kind of shifting the focus into kids and our families. And Serena is actually a children's advocate. She's going to talk a little bit about her role and some of the cool programs that we have going on at One Safe Place for the kids and the teens. But I thought we would start out talking about ACEs. I'm sure you guys have heard of ACEs before.
Adverse Childhood Experiences. You know what? I had not until we started having you all on. And then it was, years ago.
Yeah.
And then now I use the term and people don't know it. So, and I like sharing that with them.
Yeah, there's still some awareness that needs to happen. But basically, it's the idea. It's these 10 questions. If you haven't taken an ACEs quiz before, you can just put it on Google and you'll be able to do one for free. And they ask you 10 questions, and it has to do with your childhood. It has to do with if you've had, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse in the past, or if you grew up witnessing your mother go through domestic violence, if you had a parent that was incarcerated, if you had a parent that had substance abuse, if one of your parents left, so if there was like a divorce or an abandonment. So they take all of these into consideration and they give you a score out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Shasta County is that our scores are significantly higher than the state, which is very alarming. Yeah.
And I'll go back to this.
Yeah.
And I bring it up every time.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a very active organization like One Safe Place. The police are trained. The firemen are trained. The teachers are trained to do all this. And any time that you have an organization that's that reaches out like this, your scores, like for domestic violence, goes way up because we care. That mm-hmm. we want to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But the ACEs scores is something I think is a little bit separate.
Yeah.
And because it's a straight 10-question test.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, my ex-wife and I, we split. She is very much a success, all of those things. We couldn't be prouder mm-hmm. of her, but we never made her a plaything between us, Just being in a divorce isn't necessarily because she would have said no for the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't necessarily hit the spot where you have to look at it. Is that correct? That's why it's 10 questions. If you've had but one of those questions,
would be
enough to
right.
put you up there.
Yeah, the idea is that the higher your ACE score, the more likely that you'll kind of develop illnesses or chronic illnesses. Thank you. I was like waiting for the word.
Yeah.
It's interesting with trauma because trauma for one person may not be the same thing as for another person. So maybe someone went through, a parent's divorce, but mm-hmm. it didn't affect them as much as somebody else.
Sure.
So yeah, I understand.
But what was your first one? A victim of sexual assault.
Yeah. Sexual assault.
Now see, there's a victim of sexual assault is to me would have a higher value
mm-hmm.
than they could only maybe have. That's the only thing they saw. I never saw my mom. He never left or anything, or she didn't leave. That would right there would be like a heavy value
mm-hmm.
on it and would have long lasting effects.
Oh, for sure.
So even if it's only one question out of that, they have obviously different values, I would imagine.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it could be for different people, it would hit differently. Maybe someone's, that went through a divorce, it could be the most devastating thing that ever happened
sure.
to them. So it's
sure.
just...
That may be the most devastating thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
Was that.
So
okay.
yeah, definitely interesting.
I got it.
So I did want to bring up, within Shasta County, the most common reported adverse childhood experience was substance abuse with 58%. Followed by verbal abuse with 55%, and then parental separation or divorce was 44%. Household mental illness is 44%, and then physical abuse with 35%.
When we say verbal abuse, do you kind of like you know, you get after your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, is that verbal abuse?
Oh, definitely not. I think verbal abuse is demeaning your kid constantly, right?
Okay.
It's you're so stupid. Is, yeah. You're, yeah.
But do they understand that when you're when they're taking a test? Verbal abuse. Oh, you know, Dad yelled at me the other day. You know, I just marked that one off.
Yeah, well, the people taking this quiz are supposed to be 18 and older, so I would hope they have...
Oh, 18 and older.
Yeah,
okay,
so you're
I thought
answering...
you were starting, like, 10.
No, so
okay.
You're answering this from when you were, you know, 18 and
got
younger.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I learned something new today. I just thought you started, you know, kids in elementary school. I would think you'd want to know, oh, yeah, I've been a victim of sexual abuse.
Yeah, we don't use the quiz for them yet, but...
Okay.
There are other resources you can
use
to gauge
teacher.
That.
That's where the teachers are
mm-hmm.
that can see things, see them change maybe dramatically. And if you're not in school, you can't see that.
Yeah, which is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
So Serena's here with us today.
Well, I'm going to take a quick break before
okay.
I get to Serena so you can get take a deep breath. And would you like me to pour caffeine into you so you can – no?
No.
Okay, you're all right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. It's all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Now, Judy is offering a free review and evaluation, you know, a second opinion of your retirement plan and your 401. Things have changed in your 401 case. Things have changed a lot about how much money you can put in, how much you can take out. Are you on the right track there for financial stability for the rest of your life? Give Judy a call at 221-0441 and let her take a look at her. One of her trained professionals that's been with her for years. Take a look at that. It's not going to cost you anything. And maybe get some ideas. She's been helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with One Safe Place.
And he could sing along. His heart in every line. Marvin, sang of the joy and pain.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Pop some popcorn, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to celebrate local filmmakers with the 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival. Happening March 6th, the Sundial Film Festival is presented by the Active 2030 Club of Reading. The event has gone virtual this year, so you can enjoy the array of films from the comfort of your own home. It's free to view the Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th at 6 p.m. All you have to do is go to sundialfilmfestival.com and RSVP. The 13th Annual Sundial Film Festival happening March 6th online at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Welcome back to 35 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:19 in the morning here on the 26th. It's 39 degrees out there. It's sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. For more information, visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It's a good deal if you're into electric cars. I'm here with One Safe Place with Kelsey, Amanda, and Serena. And now we're going to go to Serena. And you work with children.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's your specific, that's your spot in life now. And so talk to us about that.
I would be glad to. So many people are unaware that we have an actual children's program in shelter with our clients, and I'm just here to bring more awareness about the different programs that we provide for our children in shelter. Many times people think we just wrap around the victim, which we do, and we do that well, but sometimes children are forgotten in that process. A lot of times they are just being moved and going with whatever needs to happen. And children, like we know, are very agile and adjustable and moldable. But I'm here to help them, especially in shelter, work with the transitions. A lot of times they're fleeing from their perpetrator and coming into shelter because of emergencies. And I'm here as an advocate to help parents understand that they need to also engage in conversation with their children, because we know from research and everything with ACEs awareness that being able to have transparent conversations and being able to engage the child in what's happening and why it's happening helps them process trauma a lot better, so that these ACEs that they do experience, these adverse childhood experience, are not hindering them in their development as adults.
When we talk children, what age groups are we talking here?
Children from all the way from infant all the way to 17, 18.
Okay.
So if they're still in high school and they're 18, they can be in shelter with their parent.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so you have separate programs then for that?
We...
Because you have to treat the children differently than parents.
Yes. So depending on their age is how I will approach the conversations. I also do an intake process with our families when they come into shelter. They do an intake with me where I do a child needs assessment, understanding if there's any clothing needs. Are there any things that the children are experiencing to get them into counseling a lot quicker? A lot of our children do experience bedwetting or they are also experiencing night terrors, and I want to be aware of that so that we can get them into counseling and give...
Do you look at medical things for them?
Yes.
So and how about dental?
Yes. So we...
Okay, so you look at all those things to be able to help them.
Yes. So
dental problems can be huge.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have really great partners in our community that will help us get kids into into the right appointments very quickly. Mm-hmm. And then we also work with the biggest thing that I also really zone in on is that we make sure that they are set up for success for the school. So they're leaving their home environment, what they know, and they're transitioning into shelter. And I want to make sure that the school, everybody that's involved, if parents want, are aware of this situation, because that mm-hmm. has a lot of effects on their education. And with ACEs, we also know that even though a child may score high on an ACEs score, mm-hmm. that those outcomes, the poor outcomes that are contributed to ACEs, like hypertension, diabetes, obesity, those are outcomes that if the trauma isn't processed correctly mm-hmm. can result into long-term chronic illness. And so I educate the parents about ACEs and go into a deep study about why is ACEs important and why do we want to know what their ACEs score is as their parent and where the children are in their ACEs.
Well, now, you say parents, but it's really parent, right?
Yeah.
Because And I was thinking, well, do you work with the other one also?
No, but I don't want to disclose that it's just a mom or it's just because we also serve dads too.
I understand that. And that was a big thing. They said, well, they just help women. No, you all help. You have men in there too. So that's what I was trying to get at was, so you're dealing with the parent that's in there and the children. And mm-hmm. the reason they're in there is because of the other parent.
Yes.
I mean, it's always going to be the other parent or somebody in their family if they're living with their parents or something like that. Okay.
And there is a lot of people that come into shelter that only experience emotional abuse, and we know by research that emotional abuse is just as harmful to children and to people suffering from emotional abuse as physical abuse.
Oh, I would believe that, because if you have no sense of self-worth.
Yeah.
Here's a question that came in. When older kids wet the bed, is that a sign of emotional trouble or is it medical?
It could be both.
Okay.
So we also, in shelter, I also do stages and ages questionnaire survey, which is understanding where are they developmentally. Uh-huh. And if they are developmentally behind and they're older, they could have a medical reasons for uh-huh. wetting the bed. If they are kind of mostly on track, because we also know that domestic violence or sexual assault can interfere with a child's development to be on track with their peers. It can also be a sign of child abuse. And so we ask more questions. We do more interviewing, like, do you feel safe? What do you do? Do you also maybe drink a lot before bed? You know, we ask a lot of questions, and we don't want to assume the worst, but we also know, because in the field that we're working in, that it can be contributed
You're looking for signs.
Yeah.
And essentially it's that. You're looking for warning signs. If somebody wets the bed and they just start,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, trying to find that out. And you're right. You know, kids, especially younger kids, they drink water before they go to bed.
Yeah.
There can be an accident or my friend Jimmy, if he drinks a case of beer. So.
And they're in a new, especially in shelter, they're in a new area, new environment. And that could just be a fear of getting out of bed because they don't know where everything is, or is it dark, or it's just a transition.
Sure. So you can expect that maybe in the first week or so.
Yes.
Okay. But see, you all have seen this. You've seen mm-hmm. everything. So tell me, you had some examples.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got like 3 minutes, so tell me about them.
So,
we have 3 minutes, we take a break, and yeah. keep going as long as you want.
I get to work with amazing children, and the thing that I am extremely grateful for, and the thing that I'm privileged to see, is that children are so resilient. Even when they have experienced the most trauma that you could imagine, so hard for us to even hear and bear, mm-hmm. they still see hope. They're more hopeful usually than their parents.
Their parents are kind of jaded at that point, but the kids still think they've got a chance.
Yes, and they still believe people can change, which is amazing, because people can change with the right resources and right support system. And the biggest thing that I tell my especially because we do have a lot of teenagers at times that come mm-hmm. in to shelter with their parents. And I tell my clients, the children that I work with, that I am your microphone. I'm not here to be your voice because you have control over your voice. You get to tell your story when you want to tell your story, how you want to tell your story. I just get to amplify it so that people will hear you. And that has been impactful because some of the things that I provide as services is to go to student study teams on campus with teachers, principals, and counselors, and to allow a child to be able to tell their story to them and do it with confidence that this is my story, this is where I am, and this is where I want to go. I want to change the projection of what people think is going to happen to me, and I want to be on the path that will bring me success. I want to change the outcome for the next generation. I want to change the outcome for my future kids or for the next generation for me. So even though we work directly with clients and their families now, the greatest thing is that we're not only working with the victims and the parents now, but we're working with the children. And the children, if they see intervention now, they will know that it can be different in the future.
Well, they know that there's hope.
Yes.
And that they don't have to do this. That's great. Thanks, Serena. You can still talk after the break, of course.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get to Kelsey, too, about bullying, and which is, you know, near and dear in my heart.
Yeah.
But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital that the Da Vinci surgical robotic system helps us enable the surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high-definition view. So what's that mean? It means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Now, I talked to a young lady who yesterday that is going through medical school. She wants to be a surgeon. And she went down there, and Dr. Warner Gill, who is a OBGYN, which is what this young lady wants to do, let her go in there and take a look at the Da Vinci. And she says it's just so cool because it gives you three-dimensional and very precise. She says, like you have three arms. So think about that. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back with One Safe Place. 8:30 in the morning, 39 degrees.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So the health of your car, the longevity of your vehicle, depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, and it's 8:35 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. Here on Friday, the 26th of February, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy. If you've suffered from orthopedic injuries, strains, sprains, anything that you kind of like in normal life happens, give them a call. They're located at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapist Kevin Nilo and Rachel Lane are there to get you back into action. Give them a call at 533-5030 today. And, you know, if you, of course they can handle any of these, but they do have specialization in if you've had sports injuries. Or if you've been in the military or law enforcement that has damaged parts, then you can. Then they're there, and they've got the knowledge and the expertise to get you back on the road again. Pro Rehab Physical Therapy, and I'm here with One Safe Place with Kelsey, Amanda, and Serena. And Serena, we started out with Amanda telling us, giving us, you know, statistics, and we're talking about that, and then Serena talking about children. So do you have more here, Serena, before we move on?
Yes, I have a lot more. I can talk for days about our children and our programs that we do.
Would you like to run 100 hours?
And, yes.
I'll just send you a check for that. Okay, so what else we have?
I just wanted to talk about one of the big things that I do in prevention. Is just making sure that we are modeling correct behavior to parents, because we're trying to break that cycle of violence. And many people don't know how to break that cycle if they don't have it modeled for them. And as the children advocate, I get to work with parents, and I get to provide parenting classes and resources and one-on-one intervention, and talk about how maybe the way you approach your discipline or the way you talk to your child can still connect with the power and control wheel that we're trying to allow the parents and the children to recognize, that we don't want to create fear to make your child listen to you. That's not healthy. We want to create respect, and we want to establish respect, so that the child will respect your authority as a parent, and that they would then do what you ask them to do. Especially in shelter, we don't allow them to get spanked or be demeaned in front of others. We try to I do modeling as far as positive discipline, and something that we now currently are using in shelter is called a TBRI, Trust-Based Relational Interventions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from that, especially with our children that have went through severe trauma and may have had a not good relationship with their caregiver, or their caregiver wasn't there when they needed them, protected them when they needed to. We trust-based relational intervention starts at the heart of the issue, which is building up the relationship between caregiver and child, and making sure that that child feels trust and respect and mm-hmm. safe, most importantly safe. Because when children start misbehaving, and something I will say to parents all the time is, behavior is intentional. Behavior is intentional. The reason why your child may be acting out or whatever it may be is because they're going through transitions and are acting out in the way that they think they can. As adults, we can label things. We can label our feelings. But children have a harder time to label that. And their brain is still in development. And so we give resources about what's happening to the child's brain, to the parents, and how do we correct that behavior. A lot of times, people think the things that we need to do are counterproductive. Like, when my child's acting out, I can just send them into timeout, and that's it. But actually, with more research that has been done with neuroscience and understanding the brain, when you separate your child from you, you're not giving them the tools, because they don't know how, because they're still developing, how to self-regulate, how to calm their feelings, how to communicate effectively. They need that all modeled to them by their parent. So making sure there's a lot of connection. And with trust-based relational intervention, we talk about the three components, which is connection, correction, and empowerment. But most importantly, if you don't have any connection with your child, it's very hard to do the correction and empower that child.
So no swatting?
No.
No timeouts?
We do timeouts, but not in the traditional way of doing timeouts. We allow them to do, we want to really focus, because a lot of our children don't know how to do self-regulation. So I kind of just want to give you a little history. Children that go through severe trauma, their brains are flooded with cortisol, which is the hormone that is being released in their brain that's telling them to fight, flight, or fawn. And we've done with the...
Fight, flight, or what?
Fawn.
What's that?
Fawn is, especially with people that experience trauma and with a individual that they care for or love,
mm-hmm.
they will submit to whatever that person wants them to do.
Oh, okay.
Say
the cortisol. That's the same thing that happens
to vets,
to veterans. Well, yeah. Other people, yeah. You know. And I'm glad you're bringing this up, because everybody thinks it's just veterans that have PTSD, and it's not. It's people just like you say, and that cortisol gets in your brain, and it literally has an effect
mm-hmm.
on your brain. I could understand that, because they're on an adrenaline rush many more times than probably other kids.
Yes. Founders of TBRI actually did studies where they tested children that were about to go, these were children that so-called had no more help, like no more hope. They were going to go probably be institutionalized. They tested them and tested their blood levels and everything, and they saw that they had 12 times more cortisol than an average child,
yeah.
an average individual, and 6 times more than a vet that
sure.
just came back
because
from.
If you're in sustained combat and then you come back and things start to level off, I mean, just, you know, but a kid's day after day after day for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand that.
And for us as adults, we know that there's going to be an end to that tension building.
Yeah.
With children, they're in that constant tension. They don't know when it's going to end. So, again, it's talking about the what the children perceive is happening. You can tell a child you're safe, you can provide a safe environment, but until the child feels safe and can reassure themselves is when the levels are going to come back down, which is why we really focus on connection. So when timeout happens, we encourage the parents, hey, when you put them in timeout, give mm-hmm. them actual tangible things, like a tangible timer that they can see mm-hmm. that is going to clock down. There's going to be an end to this. But you don't separate yourself from that child. You stay in that room with the child to show them that you are a trusted authority, that you're here to help model that behavior. And sometimes I show modeling techniques of self-regulation, so like breathing. So the parents will model the breathing, and then which is really funny is children model right back. They're your mirror image. So when mm-hmm. the mom is doing breathing techniques, the child will start doing breathing techniques. And then when you're self-regulated as the adult, the child will mirror you. Many times when we act out and we discipline our children, we are in an anger state. We are frustrated. We are overwhelmed with feelings. Until we can self-regulate as well, we can allow our children to hurry up and immediately self-regulate because they will mirror us. And then we have a conversation. And we have a conversation that allows the children to do the thinking, not you telling them why they did what they did and why they're in timeout. Mm-hmm. You let the child tell you why they're in timeout. What was your behavior? Was that appropriate behavior? What could do better? How could we redo and have a successful day the next time or successful? And they are really intelligent, and they'll tell you, maybe next time I will listen the first time when you tell me to put away my toys. Or maybe we can compromise and you can give me 10 minutes of my tablet and then I can go put away my toys. And we talk about compromising in our families because that's where you're going to learn compromise.
You got to learn compromise.
Yes. And especially when they're coming from abusive relationships, mm-hmm. there was no compromise. So we have to learn how to do healthy.
Wasn't a lot of compromise if my father said to do something. I would probably do it.
Yeah.
Because there were results. And, taking responsibility for your actions, that was part of – that's a big thing. And I would hope – we got to take a break. I would hope that's something else that you get into, is taking responsibility for everything you do.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming it on, yes, I've had a tough life, but when I, but they're 40 years old and they're adults and they do things that are horrible, to children or whatever, there's a certain point when you've got to say, it's my responsibility and I don't care what kind of childhood you had, that you're an adult and you've got a brain, that certain things are wrong. And so I hope that part of what you, and I'm sure there it is from just listening to what you're saying, is that, compromise, but also accepting responsibility for your actions. Hey, this is what you did, and this is going to result in this. I mean, do you contracts with your kids. Hey, you do this, or this happens. And it doesn't mean you have to hit them or do anything like that, but, if you don't do this, your daily chores. It probably means you're going to get cut back on your tablet. And the fact of a 10-year-old having a tablet is scary anyway. We've got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been around since 1982, and I can't say enough about Jewel Martino and the staff down at Orchard. They have, trained dietitians. When you're going in there and talk to them about how these supplements work and all of these, they know what they're talking about. They have 100% certified organic produce. They have a large grocery selection, free monthly health seminars. Well, of course, during COVID, that has slowed down. But now with it being raised, the levels being raised again, so maybe we can start doing that. But if you just want to look at their past seminars, you just go to their website at orchardnutrition.com, and you look them up for that. It's it's locally owned, locally operated, and, I can't say enough about Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Yes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:51 in the morning, 39 degrees out there here on Friday, the 26th of February. And I'm here with One Safe Place with Kelsey, Amanda, and Serena. And I'm going to vector over to Kelsey, who's going to talk about bullying, which is, as we talked about, has a near and dear place in my heart since a close family member was bullied when she was young.
Right, yeah. Bullying is huge, especially in elementary schools. And right now, one of the things we're doing to help prevent bullying is we are presenting to middle school, elementary school, and the Enterprise Elementary School District. So, like we talked about, those ACEs, Adverse Childhood Experiences, these bullying presentations will hopefully help lower those scores. So these bullying presentations, you know, we go anywhere from third grade to eighth grade, and we talk about, like, what bullying is, what are bystanders, what can they do to help prevent bullying. And research shows that when we do these prevention type of presentations, that it lowers, I have my statistics here somewhere, but it helps prevent bullying by 25%. So, you know, that will hopefully grow in the future too. And so some other statistics for you is 1 out of every 5 students report bullying. That's 20.2%. And so we are, and especially now today where a lot of things are online and virtual, there's a lot of cyberbullying going on.
And that, to me, seems the most dangerous.
Yeah.
And because, if you know, I mean, if you have somebody face-to-face bullying, you can, either the school or the parents can stop that. Yeah. But it's online.
And the thing about online bullying, too, is that it kind of stays there forever, right? If someone takes a video of you that's inappropriate or even, like, sexual harassment, those images will stay online forever.
Yeah,
and
you don't get
so
away from
difficult
and
to
then
take
people
it down.
Make a, people run a search.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, and like you said, it's a lot of younger kids are using iPhones, tablets, 10 or even younger sometimes. Like the second, third graders, like they all knew what bullying was. Not their cyberbullying is, and that can be kind of scary.
We've had kids 12, 13 years old committing suicide because of this.
Definitely.
Because of cyberbullying.
Right, especially right now in the pandemic, like you hear about the cyberbullying going on through these Zoom classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to take every precaution and try to prevent that, educate the kids on what they can do if they see it happening. And research also shows that kids who are experiencing cyberbullying are also likely to be bullied offline, too. So
how do you keep kids, you know, do you teach kids to stand up for themselves?
Yeah, so one of our components of our presentations to them is teaching them how to be assertive, like how to handle a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be, you know, talking to a teacher or, you know, kind of teaching them how to stand up, but in an appropriate way, right? Not to exactly like bully the bully back, you know. You know.
Hey, you know what? You open those floodgates. bullying. You know, and you've got to kind of, and this is probably a hard part, is because kids are just naturally get after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between bullying and just normal back and forth of kids in elementary school and high school.
Right.
And so what's the big difference? When does it become bullying?
Yeah. So I believe, you know, it becomes bullying when it keeps happening over and over and over, and it's on purpose and it's intentional. Something we teach the kids is, like, if it happens unintentionally and it's just once, like, that can be rude. All they have to do is apologize to the other. But if it keeps happening and they don't say sorry and, you know, nothing changes. So it's, I would say, when it's, you know, repetitive and on purpose.
Okay. And damaging.
Damaging.
Does it have to be damaging? I mean, do you find that girls are getting bullied more than guys?
So, boys are tend to be bullied more physically and girls more emotionally and verbal.
Okay.
Of course, they can both be, you know, physical or emotional, but it just research also, again, shows that boys
that makes
are
sense.
More
you know, physical. You know, somebody pushing somebody around because they're smaller or whatever. And then the emotional kind. And, I, you know, frankly, and I'm no expert, I think the emotional kind will have a much longer impact than a physical.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's what our clients say to us as well. It's like, even though the physical abuse is really hard, the emotional abuse is what really brought them down or brought them low. So I can see how that would be the same within bullying.
Mm-hmm. Like words can really hurt.
Hey, words mean something.
Yeah, definitely.
And they can't be pulled back.
Right. Yeah, and that's kind of another, we have this really fun activity we're doing with the kids, and it's how toothpaste can actually represent hurtful words. And so we have them squeeze all the toothpaste out, and then we have them try to put it back in. And so what they learn is, like, just like toothpaste, you know, you can't put hurtful words back in, and you can't put the toothpaste back in. And so they really like it, and I think it definitely.
You can't put toothpaste back in the tube?
Not just with a toothpick. So, you know, we did have kids say maybe with a syringe, so they were getting creative.
They're like, I don't have an hour to do this. It's really funny hearing their comments.
Yeah, they definitely, it's a way to for them to understand the concept of, you know, how hurtful it can be to experience that emotional bullying.
Do you find that, I mean, there's just some kids that it's their role in, you know, it's their role in life is to hurt other people. And so there must be something going on with their background, right?
Definitely. Yeah, that's one of the questions we ask is why do you think, you know, children choose to hurt others or bully others? And so we kind of get them thinking and, you know, we've had answers like, you know, they might be experiencing something at home. Like these kids are really intelligent and they understand. So, you know, our goal is, you know, just to help prevent that and hopefully.
That's the way they strike out is because they can't do it at home. So they will pick on somebody else.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, we've just about run out of time here. So, Amanda, you want to wrap this up in a minute?
Well, thank you, Carl, for having us. Just want to say once again, if you or someone you know is going through abuse in any way and you have questions, maybe you just need someone to talk to, please give us a call at 530-244-0117.
Okay. All right. I've got a few seconds left, and I just want to I had a class that went through their concealed carry course, the shooting course yesterday, and the it was just a great time. People were they had a great time. It was a perfect day. I did find out that my wife shoots better than me. I mean, a lot better than me. So I went, wait a minute. You can't shoot my pistol better than me.
I want to see a video of it.
Oh, well, I don't do videos out there because of that. Anyway, I want everybody to have a great, a good time this weekend. And think about what you heard today. Is, you know, the bullying. Is your kid involved in that? And are they being bullied? And maybe you just don't know. You know, got to look for those changes.